Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Wayne Steetstra and Julie Kegel with Pella Historical Society join us on today's program to talk about the Wyatt Earp House Preservation Project. We are actually here talking today in the Wyatt Earp home as a part of Founders Week. This is a building that is one of Pella's oldest, and it has a lot of rich history to it. For folks who aren't familiar with what this Wyatt Earp home is, what are some of the preservation efforts that have gone into keeping the boyhood home of the infamous Wyatt Earp open and able for us to be having this interview today?
Well, a couple of years ago, the porch on the back has been restored, and that was an original feature of the house. And this house is kind of unique because it never has had any additional additions. It's kind of as is as it was built. I mean, there have been some changes on the inside, but basically it's the same structure it was 160 years ago when it was built.
And what are some of the things that Pella Historical has been doing, like he just mentioned, to this part of the property, and why is it so important to what you guys do?
Well, I mean, they've kept it painted. I mean, they've done some work to it, but such minimal that we can do for funding, basically. We need funding to do the rest.
And you've mentioned funding. You've been involved in numerous preservation efforts throughout town. What makes this building so, you already touched on it a little bit, so unique, and what are some of the challenges coming up right now that you need help with?
Well, right now, this building was built of the early Pella brick, and it was fired by wood rather than coal. So it ended up being a softer brick, which made it vulnerable to deterioration with moisture. And this building was painted, and once moisture gets behind the paint, the brick deteriorates even faster. And so with a large number of windows on the north side, there is considerable leakage around the corners, and so it's been kind of a problem ongoing, probably even when it was built. But now we're looking at taking it into the next 100 years, and if we don't do major work right now, we're going to risk losing it down in the future. It just needs to be a good restoration done, and it's expensive.
And you mentioned cost. How much is Pella Historical looking at right now when it comes to cost? And what is really the major driving factor behind the expenses to keep this thing going?
Yeah, the cost total for about everything to be done correctly is going to be a little over $300,000. And we got it separated into three phases.
Within those three phases, what are the goals then fundraising-wise? What are you guys trying to do? It looked like as I walked in, there were some t-shirts and other things.
Yep, so far we've got the t-shirts that we had made to sell for it. We have donation boxes out in the gardens.
Why do you think it's so important as someone who is very passionate about historic preservation to keep a home like this alive for, as you said, hundreds of years to come?
Well, for one thing, it's built like the Dutch built in Holland, and there are very few structures like that that are left in Pella. And, of course, this building has a tie to Wyatt Earp. He lived here until he was 16 years old, and it's a significant part of history. Everyone knows who Wyatt Earp is, and we have his boyhood home right here. And so it's worth preserving it and keeping it for the future, and that's what I think is important.
And how can folks help Pella Historical through this process, and whether it's donations or effort or fundraising or whatever it might be?
They can come volunteer here. They can help with donations. If they have any fundraising ideas, we take them.
Is there anything that you'd like to add that people should know about this house beyond what we've talked about?
Well, the only thing is it's so unique, and that's why it's worthy of preserving. And there's a few other structures here on the village campus that are of the same vintage of the early Pella Dutch houses. And once we lose that heritage, then, you know, everything's just stucco-covered styrofoam. You know, you'd lose the original buildings that the people lived in, worked in, worshipped in. And that's important to keep that connection to history.
Once again, that was Wayne Steetstra and Julie Kegel with Pella Historical Society discussing the Wyatt Earp Home Restoration Project. That concludes today's Vrenchka Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.